Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners of Carson's Corner, and welcome to the show. This is your co-host, Chris Driscoll. We're going to be doing something a little different this week. Normally on Monday evenings at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we would be coming on with a full show. However, tonight we'll be doing a much truncated version of the show. In fact, really about all I'm going to do tonight is give you a bit of a little preview of tomorrow's show. The time for the regular show will be changed to tomorrow. That's Tuesday, May 22nd at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard, or should I say Eastern Daylight Time. It's actually Eastern Daylight Time now. So anyway, 11 p.m. tomorrow. Bob won't be with us tonight, but he'll be here as normal tomorrow. He had something come up that could not be put aside, so that's the reason for the change. In the meantime, I'll give a little bit of a preview of what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, at least a few of the items. We don't have the whole show rounded out yet, but definitely on the list of topics for tomorrow that we'll be discussing will be Tom Rogan of the Washington Examiner's incitement to terrorism. Now, you know, when the American Empire finds people on the internet, for instance, inciting terrorism, oftentimes a bomb follows, a drone strike, a hit on those people, but not in the case of Tom Rogan. Tom Rogan, for those of you who don't know, is a semi-well-known, semi-famous reporter, prognosticator, you might say, talking head. Based in Washington, D.C. He's a British man, although from what I understand, he's taken American citizenship. Those of you who ever watched the McLaughlin Group, which was on for decades, would recognize him because he was on the he was one of the regulars on the McLaughlin Group the last couple of years that show was around. And I understand that Rogan himself has revived the McLaughlin Group, at least as a local TV show in the Washington, D.C. area. Anyway, last week he wrote a column in the Washington Examiner, essentially calling on the fascist government of Ukraine to bomb the brand new bridge that the Russian Federation has built. So right now it has become the longest bridge in Europe, and it is a bridge that ties the mainland of Russia to Crimea, Crimea being the newest area to have joined Russia. We should say rejoined, because, of course, for centuries, Crimea was a part of Russia. If you only listen to State Department propaganda, you'll hear lies telling you that Russia invaded Ukraine and stole Crimea away from Ukraine. The fact of the matter is that the Ukrainian people in 1954 were ripped away from Russia. Most people in Ukraine are Russian. They were ripped away from Russia by the then head of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, who just happened, and probably not coincidentally, to be a Ukrainian, but was ripped away from Russia and given to Ukraine. The people in Ukraine from 1954 on strongly protested that act, especially given the fact that they were not consulted or asked at all if they wanted to be ripped away from their home nation and given to another nation, as Khrushchev did. Finally, in 2014, in the wake of the fascist coup d'etat, bloody coup d'etat that was supported to the tune of $5 billion by the American Empire, the Ukrainians, Crimeans finally had had enough. They no longer wanted to be a part of Ukraine, and they held a referendum in which most of the people, a really large amount of high percentage of the people of Crimea, voted and overwhelmingly voted to secede from Ukraine and to rejoin Russia. So since that time, they've been cut off. The Ukrainians cut off their electricity because they were getting their electricity from other parts of Ukraine. And the Russians have been busy trying to get transportation and energy to Crimea. The opening of this bridge last week was a big event because it means that Crimeans can easily get across to other parts of Russia, and other people can get to Crimea. Crimea, of course, is a very popular tourist location, vacation location. So this opening of this bridge is really important. And, of course, the bridge will be used probably overwhelmingly by civilians. So calling on a terrorist or calling for a terrorist attack on this bridge, a terrorist bombing of this bridge, is a direct attack on civilians, which, of course, is the definition of terrorism, an attack on civilians. Not only is it legally terrorism, it's an illegal war crime under the international law. And, you know, calling for such a terrorist attack, personally, I think this guy, Tom Rogan, should be arrested, tried for inciting terrorism, which is an illegal act, a highly illegal act, incitement of a war crime. So we'll be talking more about that on tomorrow's show. As well, we'll be talking about the Venezuelan elections. President Maduro was re-elected by a pretty large margin in Venezuela over the weekend. Venezuela held their presidential elections. A lot of news there. And there's been a big reaction by the Trump regime and its right-wing allies in Latin America. Pretty much every far-right regime, far-right dictatorship in Latin America that you can name has withdrawn their ambassadors in protest, even though election observers, international election observers who scrutinized the election say that it was very clean, as all Venezuelan elections, of course, always have been ever since Hugo Chavez was elected in 1998, Chavez pretty well cleaned that up. And so they have clean elections there. And that's what the people of Venezuela want. We'll be talking about that, as well as the Senate approval of this woman, Haspel. I call her the torture queen. She's been approved by the Senate as the CIA director. We'll be talking about that. There's even more fallout now in Europe with the Trump regime's decision to unilaterally withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. And, of course, Europeans are livid over this idiotic move by Trump. And so we'll be talking about the latest European. One thing we probably won't be talking about is the big royal wedding over the weekend in the UK. So anyway, that gives you a little bit of a preview of what we'll be talking about on Carson's Corner tomorrow, May 22nd, Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you will all join us then. Sorry we had to move the show to Tuesday from the normal Monday, at least for those of you who look forward to listening to it on Monday. For those of you who listen to the podcast recorded version at your leisure over the following week, this shouldn't be a big problem for you. So until then, please tune in tomorrow, and thanks everybody for listening. So that's it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, what